Welcome to the Summary Podcast, presented by Suncoast Venture Studio. The Summary takes dense, complex topics and breaks them down into engaging, approachable conversations for everyone involved in building something extraordinary on the Suncoast. Join us on our journey as we explore a constantly shifting landscape of insights, ideas, and fascinating tidbits. Let's get started.
Welcome to The Summary, a Suncoast Venture Studio podcast. Today, we're going to be really diving into Florida Gulf Coast University, or FGCU for short. And you shared some fascinating information about their work in entrepreneurship, some of their research projects, and all the ways they're kind of intertwined with the Southwest Florida economy.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping we can really paint a clear picture for our listeners of how FGCU is contributing to the growth and the innovation that we see in the region.
Definitely. Yeah. Sounds good.
Well, to start, can you give us an overview? What is FGCU's sort of mission, and how do they see their role within Southwest Florida?
So FGCU really prides itself on being what they call a transformative institution. So they're very learner-centric. They're super dedicated to student success, and their core function really involves strategically serving Southwest Florida and kind of extending their influence outwards from there. As a comprehensive regional university, FGCU really enriches the area academically, economically, and culturally through, you know, teaching, learning, all the research that they do, the community service activities, you know, all that good stuff.
Well, I'm super impressed by the scale that FGCU has reached. They started to meet a regional need, right? I mean, higher education in Southwest Florida was kind of missing.
Yeah, they filled a gap.
They filled a gap, and now they're educating over 16,000 students every year.
Wow.
And they've got a network of over 43,000 alumni.
Yeah, it's a huge network.
That's a lot of people. That speaks to their, I guess, importance.
Yeah, it speaks to their impact on the region. And they're not just an educational institution. They're really a key engine for the Southwest Florida economy and a central point for, you know, cultural engagement within the community. And, you know, they're not content with just being a regional player. They want to go national and then, you know, eventually global. So they're really striving for that recognition as, you know, a community-focused institution driving positive change.
So you mentioned that economic engine, right? And obviously a lot of people associate that with entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about how FGCU is really nurturing that entrepreneurial mindset?
Well, one of the big ways they're doing that is through, you know, one of their more prominent schools, which is the Daveler and Kauanui School of Entrepreneurship.
The DNK.
Yeah, the DNK, exactly.
Yeah.
And they offer, you know, the traditional degree, so they have a Bachelor of Science in Entrepreneurship. And what this program really does is it gives students the skills that they need to not only, you know, launch and lead their own new businesses, but it also gives them the skills they need to bring that entrepreneurial spirit, that innovation, to established organizations as well.
I see.
So, you know, when employers see that degree, they know that this student or this potential employee has that initiative and those problem-solving abilities that are so sought after today.
It makes a lot of sense. Initiative and problem-solving are definitely sought after, as you said.
Huge. Yeah, really important.
How exactly is the program developing these qualities in students? Like, what's their secret sauce?
Well, one of the things that they do really well is that they're very applied and experiential, their approach to education. So, you know, less of the sit in a classroom and just listen to a lecture. It's more about, you know, getting out there doing real world projects. And they have students interacting with, you know, current and former business leaders, which I think is a really valuable thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, another thing that I found super interesting about the program is that they actually encourage students to start their own companies while they're still in school.
Really? Like as undergrads?
As undergrads, yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
It is. It's pretty unique.
Yeah.
And, you know, the way that they teach the material is also different. You know, they focus on building practical skills through project-based learning. So less of a, you know, exams and tests kind of thing. More of, hey, you have this real-world problem. Figure out how to solve it.
I mean, that makes so much sense to me.
Yeah. It's a very practical way of, you know, learning about business.
Well, do you have any examples of graduates who have maybe gone on to start successful businesses or landed kind of key roles after completing the program?
Yeah, there's a couple of really good examples that stand out.
Okay.
There's a 2021 graduate, Sean DeRosset, and he founded KeyRift, which is a company that focuses on making Canna learning more accessible.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then another one, Juliana Bergamato, also a 2021 graduate. She was hired by WebMD in a full-time human resources position. So you can really see the diverse paths that graduates from this program can take.
That's really impressive.
It is.
You know, what's cool too is that it's not just people who are, you know, specifically going for that entrepreneurship degree, right?
Right, exactly.
Like you can be in other academic areas and still get some of that.
Yeah, so they have an entrepreneurship minor, which allows students who are, you know, maybe studying something completely different to get those valuable entrepreneurial skills.
I see.
Which, you know, you can imagine those are, regardless of what industry you go into, those are very sought after skills.
Of course.
And then they also have, you know, if you really want to dive deep into entrepreneurship, they have a Master of Science in Entrepreneurship.
Oh, okay.
And this is a 30 credit hour interdisciplinary program that is really designed for individuals who are looking to create or even grow new business ventures.
So building on what they learned as an undergrad.
Exactly. Taking it to that next level.
I'd imagine the master's program is also super focused on real world application like you were talking about.
Yeah, for sure. That's a huge part of the program.
Okay.
You know, making sure that students are applying what they're learning in the classroom to real world settings. And to help with that, the Daler and Quinui School actually provides graduate tuition waivers and assistantships to students who are in that program.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. So they really put their money where their mouth is in terms of, you know, supporting those students.
Well, outside of the actual degree programs, what kind of other support avenues does the school offer for these aspiring entrepreneurs?
Well, they do a lot.
Yeah.
So they have, you know, a variety of events. They have the Veterans Florida Entrepreneurship Program networking event. And they have a bunch of workshops that are focused on things like business analytics, automation, all that good stuff.
Okay.
And they also have what they call the Runway Program Startup Incubator.
Okay.
And this is really cool because it provides support to FGCU students and alumni who are actually in the process of launching their businesses.
Oh, wow.
So it's not just, you know, theoretical. They're actually helping them get their businesses off the ground.
So they have a real hub there on campus for all of this.
Yeah, they really do. It's all centered around Lucas Hall. And it's got everything. Incubator space, classrooms, a maker space, which has 3D printers, a media room. So they've really created this this comprehensive environment for entrepreneurial, you know, education and development. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you a leader sitting on untapped potential? Have a solution to a pressing industry challenge or a groundbreaking concept waiting to take flight? At Suncoast Venture Studio, we specialize in transforming ideas into venture-scale businesses that solve real-world problems and drive lasting impact. We're more than just a venture studio. We're your innovation partner. Whether it's unlocking value from corporate innovation, translating university research into commercial ventures, or addressing systemic issues in government and beyond, we have the tools, expertise, and network to bring your vision to life. Let's transform challenges into opportunities and ideas into thriving ventures. Together, we're not just launching startups. We're building Florida's Venture Coast. Ready to make an impact? Visit suncoast.studio to connect with us today.
So we talked about the entrepreneurial side of FGCU, but they also have a pretty strong research focus, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Can you tell us a little bit about some of the research initiatives and partnerships that they're involved in?
Yeah, so FGCU is really dedicated to strengthening research and scholarship among its faculty and students, which makes sense, right? Like you want to be known for your research, you want to be publishing.
Absolutely.
And this focus really aims to, you know, encourage creativity, develop those critical thinking abilities, and, you know, also, you know, it helps them get more external funding for these research projects.
Of course.
One thing that they do that I think is really cool is they foster interdisciplinary collaboration. So it's not just, you know, the science department doing their own thing and the business department doing their own thing. They're actually trying to get people from different disciplines to work together.
Yeah, it's really about tearing down those walls, right?
Exactly. And it makes the research stronger, I think.
And more interesting, right?
Absolutely, more applicable to the real world.
Well, I know there was one partnership in particular that was highlighted in the materials you shared.
Right.
Can you tell us a bit about that one?
Yeah, so FGCU has this really cool partnership with Arthrex, which, you know, for those who don't know, it's the largest corporate employer in Collier County.
Wow.
So a huge player in the local economy.
Yeah.
And they've partnered up to offer a, you know, what they call a micro-credential or a digital badge program. And it's for a course that focuses on the fundamentals of the medical device industry.
Wow.
And this is open to students of all majors. So, you know, you can be studying, you know, whatever, underwater basket weaving, and you could still take this course and get a micro-credential that shows that you know something about the medical device industry.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like a great way to get that kind of real-world, industry-specific knowledge.
Definitely.
Especially from such a big player.
Yeah. And the cool thing is that the students who take this course, they actually get to learn about product development and management, and they do it at Arthrex facilities. So they're getting that hands-on experience in a real working environment.
That's amazing.
And it's been really successful. I mean, over 500 FGCU graduates are now Arthrex employees.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
So it's really a win-win for both the university and for Arthrex.
It seems like they're applying that collaborative model to other areas as well, not just medical devices.
Yeah, absolutely. So they also have a partnership with Lee Health, and this is a 6-week program designed for healthcare professionals.
Okay.
And this program focuses on soft skills. So, you know, things like empathy, teamwork, communication.
Really important stuff.
Yeah. And the cool thing is that if you complete the program, you're guaranteed an interview with Lee Health.
Oh, wow. So they're really trying to, I guess, support the local workforce.
Exactly. They're trying to connect their educational offerings with the needs of the community.
I love that.
And then they also have, you know, some collaborations outside of the healthcare space. So they're actually involved in environmental research as well.
Okay.
And they're doing that through a collaborative project with the University of Massachusetts Lowell.
That's cool.
Yeah. So really interesting stuff, focusing on, you know, studies in Southwest Florida.
I see.
And, you know, to give you a sense of how much they're investing in research, their total sponsored programs expenditures were almost $25 million in the 2023 fiscal year.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah. And they're actually trying to double that. So they're really trying to ramp up their research effort. And they're also aiming to increase the number of research studies that are sponsored by industry partners.
So really trying to connect that academic research with the needs of, you know, businesses.
Exactly.
That's great.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of really cool things in the research space.
Well, you know, we've talked about entrepreneurship, we've talked about research, but let's step back for a second and talk about the overall impact of FGCU on the local economy.
Okay.
Because it's obviously a pretty big player, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's really a catalyst for the Southwest Florida economy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're preparing students for employability. They're building strong connections with, you know, all sorts of industries, nonprofits, local government, and those micro-credentials that we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
They're really helping students to demonstrate their skills to employers in a way that, you know, traditional degrees sometimes don't.
That makes sense.
And, you know, those partnerships that they have, like the one with Arthrex, they're not just benefiting the students, they're benefiting the community as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you a seasoned founder, retired executive, or industry leader with expertise to share? At Suncoast Venture Studio, we're building Florida's Venture Coast, a hub for innovation and high-growth startups. And we need your talent. Join us as a mentor, advisor, or collaborator. Help shape the next wave of scalable startups. Guide entrepreneurs through pivotal moments and stay connected to the excitement of venture creation. Whether you're offering insights, joining an advisory board, or getting hands-on with ideation, your experience can make a lasting impact. Be part of something bigger. Together, we'll create thriving ventures and a vibrant ecosystem right here in Southwest Florida. Visit suncoast.studio to connect with us and start building Florida's Venture Coast.
And another really cool partnership that they have is with Amazon.
Okay.
Through their Career Choice Program.
Interesting.
Yeah. So Amazon will actually cover tuition costs for their employees in Southwest Florida to attend FGCU.
Wow. So they're really invested in the educational attainment of their employees.
Yeah, for sure. And it's a great opportunity for those employees to, you know, gain new skills, advance their careers, and, you know, ultimately earn more money.
Of course.
And, you know, FGCU is not just, you know, resting on their laurels. they're constantly looking at how they can better align their programs with the needs of the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
So their strategic plan really emphasizes workforce alignment. Mm-hmm. So they're always tweaking their programs and their curricula to meet, you know, the regional demand and respond to those ever-changing industry trends.
Well, how do they actually measure whether or not they're achieving that that alignment with workforce needs?
So they track a couple of key things.
Okay.
One is the percentage of their bachelor's degree graduates mm-hmm. who are employed and earning over $40,000
mm-hmm.
or, you know, we're continuing their education.
That makes sense.
And they've set a target of exceeding 67% in that area.
That's a good goal.
Yeah. And they also track the median wages of bachelor's graduates who are employed full time 1 year after graduation. And they want that to be over $47,000.
So it's not just about, you know, getting a job. It's about getting a good job.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So they're really focused on making sure that their graduates are, you know, set up for success.
It sounds like it. Are there any other kind of innovative educational approaches that they're experimenting with or implementing at FGCU?
Yeah. So one that stands out is FGCU Complete. And it's a degree completion program that's really designed to help students who have prior college credits to finish their bachelor's degree.
Okay.
And they offer this in 6 different fields.
Wow, that's a great opportunity for people who maybe, you know, started college and then life got in the way.
Exactly. You know, maybe they had to work, maybe they had family commitments, you know, all sorts of things can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And a really cool example of someone who benefited from this program is Marilyn Kennedy. She's a recent graduate, and she was actually able to balance work and family while she was finishing her degree through FGCU Complete.
Wow, that's impressive.
It is. It's a really cool program.
Yeah, it's definitely a testament to the flexibility that FGCU offers.
Absolutely.
It seems like they're really adapting to the, you know, the changing landscape of higher education.
Yeah, they're not, you know, stuck in the past. Yes. They're really trying to stay ahead of the curve.
Well, how are they doing that?
So they're using technology to really, you know, innovate teaching, learning, scholarship, and they're trying to provide students with, you know, a really distinctive educational experience, something that they can't get just anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ways they're doing that is through the use of digital badges. So these are embedded into courses and programs, and they highlight the skills that employers are looking for.
So it's kind of like a verifiable credential that shows, you know, this student has acquired this specific skill.
Exactly.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's a really innovative approach.
I like it.
And the transferable skill digital badges are actually part of FGCU's quality enhancement plan. So it's not just, you know, a side project. It's really baked into their overall strategy.
And it makes sense, right? Like employers are looking for very specific skills, and these badges allow students to really showcase that they have those skills.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a way to, you know, cut through the clutter of a resume and say, hey, I can actually do this.
And it makes it easier for employers, right? They don't have to, you know, read between the lines or guess.
Yeah. It's a much more transparent system.
So would you say that these digital badges are also a way for, I guess, startups and tech ventures to identify talent with specific skills?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you can imagine, you know, if you're a startup, you need people who can hit the ground running.
Mm.
And these badges really give you that confidence that the person you're hiring has the skills that you need.
That's awesome.
And I think it's safe to say that the Innovation Hub at FGCU probably plays a big role in connecting these, you know, badge earners with the startups and tech ventures that are, you know, kind of popping up in the region.
Yeah, it's all about connecting the dots, right?
Exactly.
Well, I think we've really gotten a good sense of just how deeply connected FGCU is to Southwest Florida.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, we've talked about their entrepreneurship programs, their research initiatives, their partnerships with local businesses. And, you know, it's clear that they're not just an educational institution. They're a force for economic growth, cultural vibrancy, and innovation in the region.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's really impressive.
It is.
So for our listeners out there who want to learn more about FGCU, where should they go?
I would definitely recommend checking out their website. They have a ton of information about their programs, their initiatives, all the cool stuff that we talked about today.
Well, we really appreciate you taking the time to walk us through all of this. It's been a fascinating deep dive into FGCU.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And for all of our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next time on The Summary.
Bye.